The attitude is poisonous.
House Transportation will come to order and welcome everybody and thank you for being in here on such a beautiful day outside. And to reward you for that, maybe we'll be very speedy here. So I'm going to kind of switch. We're going to do the public hearing after we work the two bills. So I'm going to move to open a work session on House Bill 3676. Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is our omnibus bill, which we had a hearing on Wednesday. Since Wednesday, we have a new amendment. The -3 amendment is in your packets. The -2 amendment that we had at the meeting, I believe, was designed to replace the reference in the Daimler portion of the bill. There was an allowance for DAS to sell alternative fuels. The amendment, the -2, changed that to just compressed natural gas. We since found a need to clarify that the sale of natural gas will be for use in motor vehicles. That is necessary to make sure that this fits on our relating clause, Madam Chair. So that's the reason for the change from the -2 to the -3. In your packet also, you'll see it's a white fiscal impact statement for the -3 amendment, but it's a minimal expenditure impact, so it won't necessitate review by ways and means. And then also a no revenue impact.
Okay, thank you. So I am happy to take a motion to adopt.
That's
our first one.
I move the -3s into the bill.
Representative Schaffler has moved the -3 amendments into House Bill 3676. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the -3 amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3676 as amended to the floor to pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffler has moved House Bill 3676 to the floor as amended with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
-3.
Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Ben?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Beveridge?
Aye.
Representative Schaffler?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
I'm going to cast an eye, but I also just want to put on the record very quickly, I may have a potential conflict of interest as I work with entities that may be impacted by this piece of legislation. Thank you.
All right. So noted.
Representative Gilman?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Excuse.
Chair Byer?
Aye. The motion passes. So we need a carrier. Does anyone want to jump in and explain this nice long bill, or?
I can do that.
Oh, God bless thank you.
I love you.
Representative Berger will be the carrier.
You vote aye.
Yeah. Do you want
to? I think I saw him vote in here.
Yes.
Representative
Paul.
Aye.
Do we want to?
perhaps we need a motion to suspend
the Chair, rules. I move we suspend the rules for the purposes of Representative Call to vote on House Bill 3676 as amended to the floor of the new pass recommendation.
Any objections?
As long as he votes
seeing
yes.
None?
Aye.
Okay, the work session on House Bill 3676 is closed, and I'll open a work session on House Bill 3677.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. 3677 amends the requirement for signage for service station operators to provide that the signage visible from street show the price for the lowest grade of fuel. Since our last meeting, we have received the -1 amendment. The -1 amendment clarifies that the measure applies to signs that are erected or modified on or after the measure's effective date. You should have no fiscal and no revenue impact statements in your packet for the -1 amendment.
Thank you, Patrick. So I will.
Madam Chair, I move -1 amendments into House Bill 3677.
Representative Schaffler has moved -1 amendments into House Bill 3677. Any discussion? Seeing none, any objections? No. The motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3677 as amended forward to do pass recommendation.
Representative Schoffler has moved House Bill 3677 to the floor as amended with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, as the committee will no doubt recall, a constituent of mine has some objections to this bill. I've discussed them with him. I remain convinced that this is a good bill, but I take to heart his constructive criticism of some of the things that go on in the gasoline industry, and I will be supporting the bill.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none. Clerk will call the roll. I'll figure out where I'm at here.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Hoyer?
Aye.
Representative Dorsey?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Schoffler?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Gilman?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. The motion carries, and we need a carrier.
I'll carry it.
Representative Call would like to carry the bill.
Paul's not getting away that easy.
All right, I've closed the work session on House Bill 3677, and I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3678.
Shall I?
Yes.
No, thank you. No, no problem. I just don't want to speak out of turn, Madam Chair. House Bill 3678 specifies the amount of time that an owner has to remove a non-compliant electronic sign or to make such a sign comply with current law or to request a review hearing. The measure has an emergency clause and would take effect upon passage. This bill, we heard in the January session, and I believe at that time we had Amy Joyce of ODOT give an overview of the components of the bill. At this time, I believe she's available to answer questions, but was not planning to come to speak to the bill at the committee, unless the committee had some questions on the bill.
Committee, this is a bill that was brought because of some frustration about, obviously, non-compliant signs that have been posted, and the fact that while they're non-compliant and therefore illegal, the period of time in which they have to remove them is so extended that it created some frustration for people. So that's where this one came from. We're just going to hear it today, and so Amy's here, and if anyone has any questions, but I keep wondering if we really want to go after non-compliant signs, if we shouldn't be looking at all non-compliant signs as opposed to just one segment, if there are any legal issues out there, if we just pick on one as opposed to another. So with that, Representative Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would prefer that this kind of bill wait for the next session for a further, bigger discussion. This is the kind of thing that somebody's going to accuse us of slipping in during a special session, I don't know what happened to it in the last session, why it didn't progress, but I would prefer that this be held over and brought back for a bigger discussion in a full session.
Representative Schoffler.
Thank you. Is an example of this the big orange blinking signs with the political highway? Is that what we're talking about here?
That would be an example of what this would cover.
Yeah, I just have reservations about the bill, period. I don't know. I don't remember the conversation, so maybe I need a refresher on it all before I go forward.
So you, and I'm not going to move the bill today, so you'll have plenty of time to ask questions if there are things that Amy was here last time basically talking about ODOT and why, you know, and how this would be done, if it's legal, all of that stuff. She isn't here on the policy of it. That's really up to us on whether or not this is a policy that we want to follow. And she's here to do our bidding, should we say we did. So, and they'll be, we'll be happy to make sure that you get the answers that you need. But I don't see anyone here that's going to be able to give them to you.
Well, it's Friday, Madam Chair. Let's go home.
Any other questions or concerns about the bill? It'd be helpful for me before I reschedule this for anything. If I'm, you know, if I have a majority of people with concerns.
Are you looking for input?
Yes, I would.
I would echo the comments that have been shared thus far.
Okay. And given that, and I didn't have anyone sign up, so we will go ahead and close the public hearing.
We should announce we're going to roll this over.
And we will roll this over until Monday.
Going through the doors to talk to us.
Now we're good.
Okay. Thank you. And the public hearing is closed, and we are adjourned.
Good work, man.